Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Hello and welcome to Talking Politics on KBIA. I'm Kyle Stokes. This week, forward thinking.
So that's, I think, what this committee wants you to do, is to look for the cost savings as if it's coming out of your own pocket.
Missouri House Republicans are looking ahead to tough cuts next year. Most of you can't resist looking ahead to that giant succulent bird most of you will be savoring next Thursday. But we at KBIA can't resist ourselves looking ahead to January, when our lawmakers go back to work. And like you Thanksgiving revelers next week, they'll have a lot on their plate next year. So today, we're launching a new series called What's Next, looking ahead to the issues that our reps in government will be talking about when the sessions of the new Congress kick off. We're starting off this week with the issue of the healthcare overhaul. Today, we're looking past the new politics of the GOP-controlled legislatures and looking toward the policy of what's at stake. Can the GOP repeal the whole bird of healthcare legislation or just pluck its feathers? To help answer this question, we brought in two experts who really know their stuffing.
And so there's a lot of uncertainty in healthcare, but there's also a lot of hope.
Karen Edison is the director of the MU Center for Health Policy.
The process of passing health reform was over a year long.
And Ryan Barker is a health policy analyst for the Missouri Foundation for Health. And both Barker and Edison say the big healthcare overhaul bill is so unpopular on its face, largely because of the drawn-out political processes we all remember that created it.
People hated that process. They hate politics. They hate the messiness of it. And they felt like things were done behind closed doors. But it's so complex that the public just gets really overwhelmed with it and doesn't understand it. And when they hear that, you know, it's a 2,000-page law, they think, this is ridiculous.
The reason it became such a large program is because folks have been trying to reform health care in this country for several decades. So finally, when people realized that we just could not sustain the health system, or lack of system, I guess, that we have had in the past.
Now, we can't go any further without saying that, at least on a national level, Barker says the likelihood of a total repeal of health care reform is very small.
In terms of actually repealing the whole thing, at least until 2012, presidential elections, that's not going to happen. There are certain things that the House could do at the federal level.
For instance, because the federal budget starts in the House and the GOP controls the House, they could decide not to fund certain parts of the law. But Barker's question is, do they want to do that?
It's going to be very interesting to see if the Republicans choose to move towards cutting funding for certain things, how that plays out in the public when so many components that they might cut funding for are overwhelmingly popular.
You see, Barker says the idea of Obamacare, as it's disparagingly called, is not necessarily unpopular. The concept is unpopular, he says. But if you lay out the specifics of what's in the bill, like rules that make it illegal for insurance companies to drop coverage for those infamous pre-existing conditions, for example, a lot more people actually support these changes. As for Edison, she says she doesn't want to speculate on what might happen politically, but even if opponents try to roll back the new health care law in whole or in part, Edison says that's a risky proposition.
The healthcare industry, healthcare providers and healthcare hospitals and everyone in the industry really doesn't have the luxury to sit on the sidelines and wait to see what's going to happen in the political arena. You know, we've got to deal with the reality of how we're paid today and what the pressures are today.
What pressures? Well, for starters, the high healthcare costs that brought everyone to the table in the first place. Barker agrees with this. Even though this bill has been criticized for its inability to curb costs, he says it's a first step, and repealing it is a step backward.
We don't know exactly how to control costs in healthcare. So there is a lot in this legislation that does try to get at costs. Yeah,